3, 2, 1, 0.
And welcome to the Illuminati Social Club. I know, I haven't done an episode since August. and I'm sorry about that, but yeah, don't adjust your sets, you know, whatever that means. Yes, we are back. And so this episode is about a week and a half late for certain reasons. One of them I will blame on a certain owner of a certain social network. But the original topic, we are going to discuss the original topic, but we have an added topic because during the time we were discussing the first topic, some balloons started flying around. To help me discuss this, and I know this is a UFO topic, so I need somebody from Nova Scotia, but it's not Steve Cloutier. I'm sorry. He's better with like the World War II stuff and Cold War era. So instead, I found a columnist in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia, Katie Jean.
Hello.
Welcome to the program.
I'm glad to be here.
Yes. So, yeah, we're going back and forth on Twitter about body doubles and clones and stuff, which was the original topic we were going to discuss, and then the balloons started flying around.
The balloons happened.
And yes, Doc Pinko, Steve Cloutier is my usual go-to for UFOs, but I think these are too new for him. No offense, Steve. We'll be talking about older UFO stories probably in a few weeks. What's going on here? There was I don't want to say straight out, you know, it was a Chinese spy balloon, because we really don't know, you know. China denies it. The U.S. says yes, and you know it's a mess. What's going on? Please tell me.
I'm very sure it's a China sky balloon. It's not fun to think it's a China sky balloon for various reasons of, you know, that would be very bad for relations, but also it's just not as fun to think about, because if it were aliens, that'd be a lot cooler, at least.
True. Of course, you know, intergalactic war would be, you know, not quite as...
I don't think there would be a war. I think when the aliens land, it's game over. That's the good thing. At least, like, it'd be like, oh, there's aliens, and then the end.
Here's our leader. Take me away. You know, I'll go with you peacefully. Thank you.
You know what? Give them a shot. We haven't done so well ourselves, so you know what, maybe someone else's turn.
This is true. The first balloon was spotted coming over from Canada into Montana. Of course, it's got to be over Montana. And you know, the number of people posing with guns to shoot at a balloon 60,000 feet.
Yeah, 60,000. Yeah. That makes sense.
First of all, remember the old adage, what goes up must come down. If you fire a bullet into the air, it will not hit the balloon. Also, it won't do any damage to the balloon, even if it hits it.
No.
And that's because of the very light atmospheric pressure. The internal pressure of the balloon is enough to, you know, keep it inflated even with a hole in it.
Yeah, because well, if a bullet were to take it down, I'm sure a bird already would have.
Mm-hmm.
Since they can probably reach about the same distance, which is to sound Canadian, thousands of meters lower.
Yes.
Than the balloon. So mm-hmm. yeah, but I mean, at least people felt productive. They were a part of it. It was fine.
It was a chance for people to pose with guns.
And which... yeah, as a Canadian speaking to an American. y'all like to do that a lot.
Don't look at me. I don't like guns. our senator does. But he's an idiot. He posed with a, you know, first of all, the balloon never came over Ohio, but he was posing with it. So anyway, this balloon, you know, it flies. I don't even know the path. I didn't even bother looking it up, but it ended up off the coast of South Carolina, where it was shot down over territorial waters, and it's being collected.
They're collecting what they can collect, but they're like, oh, right, when you put stuff into the ocean, there's waves and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now we can't find it.
And, you know, I mean, you don't want to shoot it down over a populated area because, you know, first of all, you might hurt someone. Also, you may never find it again because people will just go run, grab it, and leave. And then sell it on eBay.
But at least, like, that one seems fairly explained. Like, there's more photos of it. It was the... whatever happened after was... it got more complicated very quickly.
Right. Now the line that I'm having trouble with is some politicians here are saying that, you know, they, you know, it was, you know, intentionally set on course, you know, to come over the U.S. from China.
Right.
China has spy satellites.
I feel like they wouldn't have to send in like a little Goodyear blimp.
No.
If they really wanted to, like, I think China, who, you know, I wouldn't be able to speak with you right now if it weren't for their technology.
Right.
Likely has advanced past the point of sending balloons.
Yes. But, and also, I, you know, where is China? Where is Montana? Let's just go with Montana. First of all, people are, well, you know, there's military bases up there. I'm sorry. In the U.S. In the base. What's that?
Isn't, like, the whole U.S. a military base?
I was just going to say, you can't swing a dead cat without hitting a military base in the U.S. We have, let's see, one, two, I think we have three in Ohio. I mean, and 60,000 feet up, you're going to be above a military base.
Yeah.
In some respect. Also, that's some hella predicting jet stream patterns and wind patterns from China to the U.S. to get it to fly over the U.S.
Yeah.
No, that's not going to happen.
No. Like, I do believe it, or, like, it was from China. Like, yes. That came from somewhere. They weren't just like, oh, it's China. Like, the U.S. government isn't just going to, like, throw out a country name that was doing mm-hmm. surveillance. Their country. But I honestly feel like we're going to find out in like 25, 30 years this was like the most stupid, like, oh my god, my balloon floated away, like, or, it just caused mass hysteria in all of North America.
I feel like first of all, it was so my best guess, it's probably an atmospheric atmospheric monitoring balloon that just floated away. It just got caught up and just followed the wind currents where they will go.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that difficult to see. I mean, I honestly don't think it would be a spy balloon because that's stupid. especially when you have satellites that are, you know, already up in space and could, we have spy satellites. I'm not sure if Canada does, but they probably piggyback off of the US for use. The UK does. Russia, of course, does. They're probably trained on me right now. Hi, Vlad. Yeah.
Hello. Hello.
So, yeah, I don't think, you know, it's not E.T. I hope not.
No. Oh, okay. Like,
I hope it's not E.T., you know.
Aliens would have to, like, first off, get into our atmosphere. Like, you would have to build it on Earth.
They would have to get in undetected.
Yeah.
Then, you know, then they would have to set out, you know, they would have to find a balloon.
Yeah.
A little alien.
Like an alien, like a balloon would be a really, like, stupid form of technology. Like, if you have come from another, like, you know, universe,
mm-hmm.
and you travel all the way to, you know, Earth, and you've somehow landed, and you really want to surveil us, I feel like inflating a balloon with a small satellite on it, like, that just is, like, the rest, don't get me wrong, the rest give me alien vibes, because then they started, like, popping up everywhere, and I was like, well, they're not really saying what those are, but, like, I feel like the confirmed white, you know, people photographed it.
Right.
Yeah, I feel like aliens have kind of gone, beyond the balloons. Or who knows? Like, what, one day we might have an alien invasion. It's just like a bunch of hot air balloons start coming out with aliens on it. It's like, wow. That's incredible.
That would be cool right before we're all vaporized. But, you know, I mean,
it'd be at least visually nice.
Mm-hmm. So then we had two more. And I know there's a total of four now. Let's see. There was the one that was shot down over either Lake Huron or Lake Michigan. I don't remember which.
I feel like it was Huron, ultimately.
Lake Huron balloon. Let's see what this says. An octagonal UFO is not a balloon in cockpit audio. That's what the pilot said.
Oh, right. That was the one that they were chasing for, like, it, like, went in and out of their radar or something. That one sketched me out. I'm not going to lie. That one sketched me out.
Yeah, I have not read much up. I can't believe I haven't read up much on that one.
Yeah, that's sketchy.
Let's see. First missile fired at object shot down over Lake Huron missed. Canada UFO, a small metallic balloon. It's a Canada UFO now. All right.
It's ours now. It's our problem.
Oh, I hope this doesn't cause war between our countries. I have a lot of friends up in Canada.
Carlson already said that you should invade us, which I would like to remind that I kind of tried to do that about 200 years ago.
Yes.
And we won.
Mm-hmm.
But you're welcome for your national anthem, because you did blow us up ultimately there.
Yes. I wasn't there, so don't blame me. I'm only, you know.
I have a quick history story about that, if you want a side story, a side quest. So, like, the main guy that went into the White House and, like, burned it down in 1812. His name was Robert Ross, and he was, after that, killed in the Battle of Baltimore that made the Star Spangled Banner.
Mm.
And he's actually buried in my hometown.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they to get his body from Baltimore up to Halifax, they pickled him in a drum of rum.
Mm.
And now he's buried here.
Is he buried in the...
Anyway, back to balloons.
Pardon me?
Back to balloons.
Is he buried in the bucket, the barrel of rum? That's what I want to know.
You know what? I don't think it is. I don't think he is, because allegedly they drank some of the rum.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Which is disgusting.
Yeah.
But maybe he is. I mean, whatever's left of him.
Okay. So, yeah. Back to the balloons.
balloons.
So, you know, apparently, I can't remember the third balloon, but then there's this fourth one that apparently disappeared over Alaska.
Right.
And an amateur balloonist group is saying that it's possibly theirs. And they said it was, you know, you could buy these balloons from anywhere from $12 to $150. And they were, this balloon was shot down by a Sidewinder missile, which costs $400,000.
Yeah. And had two militaries and NORAD.
Mm-hmm.
It had like a whole Pentagon briefing on it, on a potentially less than $100 affordable
hobby balloon.
Garbage bag looking balloon.
Yes. I'm glad my tax dollars are going to such
yeah. Like,
I mean,
no,
these are great efforts.
It's like, it'd be a recyclable bag. Like,
oh lordy.
But it's just.
By the way,
sorry, you keep going.
This was apparently what's known as pico ballooning, which is, let's see, high altitude balloons and amateur ham radios.
But you know, if anyone knows about UFOs, it'd actually probably be those people.
Oh yeah,
ham radio people.
Oh yeah, I know.
I appreciate. I
know a few of them. Shout out to the virtual Youper up in Copper Harbor. Hope you're digging out of your snow. He's a retired EMT, ham radio guy. I mean, just they're good guy altogether. Mike, if you see any balloons, you know, don't shoot at them. Thanks.
or shoot really hard and try to get it.
Yeah. So, by the way, the Pico balloon that was lost is named K9YO, just to let people know.
K9YO. All right.
And it was at around 47,000 feet. That was the last altitude that it recorded.
Yeah, so here's the thing. Did you watch the Pentagon briefing?
No, I didn't.
I tuned out about halfway through when they're like basically went to non-statements. Like, but they said that the reason why we're seeing more of these UFOs, I mean, really unidentified flying objects, was because after the alleged Chinese spy balloon, they like upped the radar and they were able to see more. But the thing is, if we're picking up some balloons sent, you know, from Illinois, like they're obviously not the only people sending out balloons. Like there'd be science projects, mm-hmm. and, you know, there's a lot of sky garbage. Like every balloon full of helium that was just let go at a kid's birthday party, they'd be picking up. So it's really weird to me that they would only pick up four if they were, like, you know, really digging into small objects. That's what they say is what's happening.
I don't know.
That's when I get sketched out.
What's that?
That's when I get sketched out. I'm like, but. Now, I'm sure there is a bigger thing happening. I would love it if it were nothing, but there's something weird about that.
I think so. My thought on this is, you know, and I'm absolutely not playing apologist for the government, but I think, first of all, this is kind of a sensitive matter as far as international relations go. So you don't want to talk too much, you know, just kind of, you know.
Our little brains can only handle so much. We just did a pandemic. If you're about to say that, like, countries are sending stuff into our atmosphere, then we've already been at home a long time. A lot of us have long COVID, which is affecting our brains. I'm very thankful that they're being careful in what they're saying. But yeah, I know what you're saying.
Right. So I think a lot of this will be, most of this will be forgotten in a year, in less than a year. And then years down the road, we'll find something out, some, or some conspiracy theorist will come out with some new theory around it. But I honestly think, I am not a conspiracy theorist. I honestly think this is probably kind of a nothing burger.
Yeah, but well, I mean, they've stopped. So I don't
Maybe
know. They're like,
they.
screw it, put the radar back down. We don't
Yeah.
care.
So now they'll only see if a dirigible comes into the
Yeah,
picture.
like they want like a full, like 200 passenger flight. They'll pick
Yes.
that up, but they're not going to bother with the small stuff.
Right. So, yeah, I'm not. It was a fun story to as my girlfriend would say, rubberneck.
Right.
But other than that, yeah, it's not. Yeah, I don't think anything's gonna really. We're not going to war over this. I hope not. If we go to war over balloons, I'm gonna be very depressed.
So here, before we close this was my only thought of war was the way that, they publicly showed planes going, towards whatever it was. It was a total flex. It was just like, yeah, see how fast we can get to stuff in our airspace? Like, that was 100% it. Like, if they really did think it was a threat, we wouldn't have heard about it. It would have already been exploded, right? So, like, I think it was all harmless what was shot down, but I definitely think they took this opportunity to be like, look at this jet we have, look at the missiles we have, look what we can shoot down in like 2 seconds.
And
So
this is our old stuff.
yeah, like you don't even know better cool stuff that's based on the aliens. Wait, you didn't hear that? I'm just
It kind of reminded me of, when I see the pictures of it, it reminded me of an episode of The Simpsons. It was one of the Sideshow Bob episodes where he gets into the Wright brothers' plane and the Air Force sends a jet fighter after it and it just like flies right past it like really fast. So
It made me think of the Fox News satellite that's held up by balloons and is like broken and stuff. That's what I was kind of hoping they shoot down and be like.
so balloons.
Balloons.
They're
Balloons.
there. You'll probably see one in the next few days. Maybe.
I'm gonna start sending them and see what happens. I feel like if I could get a garbage bag and enough helium, I could really test the government right now.
Didn't a German singer named Nina sing about this at one point?
Yes, I actually know what that song's based on, though. I'm full of random facts. I'm not sure if you want to hear my random
Please,
facts.
please. I do a music podcast too, so you know.
Okay, so 99 Red Balloons was written. Because I think in 1982-ish, the Rolling Stones were playing a show in Berlin, and at the end, they released all these balloons. And the guy that wrote the song, I forget his name right now, but he thought, what if those went over the Berlin Wall? Like, what if these people that have no idea who the Rolling Stones are, no idea this concert's happening, all these balloons started like floating into the other side, like people would freak out, and that's what 99 Red Balloons is based on. It's this theory that, something harmless, useless, would start this huge war, which
Right.
I guess we're right, but it actually has a factual basis to it.
So,
Random facts.
excellent. Thank you.
That's all I have.
Now that just ties it into in your ear holes. So, you know, there we go. That's our other podcast that Oliver and I do. What's that?
That's good.
Yes.
Crossover.
So now we get to the original discussion we were going to have.
The clone people.
Yes. So there, I think a lot of people out there probably have already heard of Paul is Dead.
Yes.
No, he's not. I don't want to start any unsubstantiated rumors. Paul McCartney is very much alive, but I mean, he's 80. He's 80 years old now. So, you know, he's over 80 years old.
He actually is pretty good shape,
but you know, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to say anything that might be misconstrued as a rumor. But anyway, back in the 1960s, it was rumored, and it was very rumored, and it made it across the pond over here that Paul McCartney was actually killed in a car accident in 1965. And he was replaced with a body double because he was too valuable to the record company.
Right. November 9th. Because you know how I remember the day that Paul allegedly died was it was November 9th. And if you write that in the British way, it's 9/11.
Oh, jeez.
So I always think it's like these conspiracy theorists always have some looping. But yeah, allegedly... he got into a car accident, and that, I don't know if you've ever seen the documentary, Paul is Dead, but so intricate.
I have not, but I should.
Oh my God, watch it tonight if you can. But this conspiracy theory is so extremely intricate because, I mean, you had like Beatles fans thinking of these things and looking into lyrics and playing records backwards.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, it's total bull, but it's
back
one of the funnest.
Backmasking is one of my, both one of my favorite things and one of my pet peeves at the same time.
I hate the sound of backmasking. It freaks me out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, apparently in Revolution 9, if you play it a certain portion backward, it says, "Turn me on, dead man." At the end of, I can't remember what song, I think it's at the end of one of Lennon's solo works. If you play it backwards, it says, it's Yoko Ono supposedly saying, "We shot John Lennon," or, oh no. Oh no, sorry, that was "We Shot John Lennon." wrong
That's
one.
That's another one.
Oh, I know.
But that ties into the Paul is Dead theory, is that John Lennon was shot because he was going to come forward with the truth about Paul McCartney. And that's actually also why George Harrison was attacked. Please, I want to say for the record, I don't believe this. I'm going with the story. But that's also why George Harrison allegedly was attacked. And if you listen to some interviews with George Harrison, I don't know if it's just something he does, but it sounds like he's calling him Fall, which these people have gathered to mean fake Paul. And so they think George Harrison was going to out him. And I guess Ringo, they could just trust him, because Ringo, like, I mean...
Ringo is my favorite Beatle.
I love Ringo. I used to have a fish named Ringo.
I love Ringo.
Yeah, but I mean, like, apparently they didn't tell him, like, he's not part of this conspiracy at all? Or is he a criminal mastermind? Like, what's going on with Ringo in this?
I didn't know anything. They never told me.
Just drums.
So, yeah, apparently.
But anyway, apparently.
Yes.
When this tragedy happened, The UK thought, you know, this would cause like a mass suicide to happen if they told the Beatles fans that Paul McCartney was dead. So they held a lookalike contest, and this guy named William Shears won, and he had some minor plastic surgery done, and that's why at Sgt. Pepper's it says the one and only Billy Shears.
Mm-hmm.
That's Paul's replacement. That's why, like, yesterday, I'm not half the man I used to be. The lovely Rita Meter maid, mm-hmm. apparently, she was, like, the one that found him. His wife that had one leg allegedly was Rita, and she was in another car and injured, and she was going to come out with it. Like, there's just so much there. But, yeah, backmasking of, like, I think it might be Strawberry Fields and saying, like, mm-hmm. we buried Paul and, like, all this weird stuff, because eventually you have to think the Beatles caught on to this and they started purposely.
Oh, absolutely. John Lennon would have absolutely. And Paul McCartney himself, in an episode, let's see, 1995 episode of The Simpsons, of course, because The Simpsons does everything. He mentions that, you know, if his song Maybe I'm Amazed is played backwards, it contains a recipe for lentil soup.
Yeah.
During the end credits, they were playing the song backwards, you know, with the joke lentil soup recipe, and I guess at the end, if you played it backwards, it would say, "By the way, I'm alive." So,
but yeah, I mean, they just easily replaced Paul McCartney, who was,
yes,
is an incredible musician, mm-hmm. and just like nobody will notice. It's fine.
Who in 45 seconds wrote the beginning of Get Back.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. Just what sitting there noodling on the bass and suddenly ends up with Get Back.
What if Paul McCartney did die? They replaced him with this like musical genius, because mm-hmm. like Get Back is after the death allegedly happened.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, oh shit, we picked the right guy. Like, who knew? Wow, Billy Shears is really coming out for us.
Oh yeah. So, but yeah, it hasn't stopped with Paul either. I guess everybody. Yeah, there's just an entire population, you know, an entire Earth's population of body doubles just waiting to be unleashed.
Yeah.
If you die, you don't actually, or, you know, if you're rumored to be dead, or, hold on. I'm trying to think of how this goes. If you survive some trauma, you're actually dead and have been replaced by a body double. But if you died, you're actually alive.
Yeah.
This is the mind of conspiracy theorists.
Yeah. So if you, like, you know, like, up to, you know, a minor car accident, you get a double.
Mm-hmm.
Fatal, not real, is still alive.
Uh-huh.
Perfectly fine.
Maybe.
Also a body double. And, like, you know, celebrities and politicians and, you know, important people have actually used, like, body doubles for years. I mean, like, Kim Kardashian has one that pretty much any time, and she admits this, that you see Kim Kardashian get out of a limo and into her hotel.
Mm-hmm.
That's body double.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, that's a hired, like, she's walking, like, in a hoodie with a wig on next to them.
Right.
But, like, this goes into, like, more replacements.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, we're not talking, like, you know, political body doubles or anything like that, like, you know, for security purposes.
Body shield people. We're talking about like one, okay, I think one example we can start with, because it's actually very obvious and not a conspiracy, but was during Trump's presidency, there was definitely a second Melania. Like, if you look at some photos, it's like, that's not, there's no way. But I don't think she likes him very much, so that's
I have not heard that one. I really didn't care.
But I don't think Trump has a body double, which is like, if you were going to body double or make a clone a more well-spoken politician,
you'd
start with that one.
Oh, this... we can go down a rabbit hole of Q real quick with this one. So apparently, according to some of the around January 20th, 2021, Inauguration Day stuff, Q supporters were saying that Biden is actually Trump.
Oh my God.
Which means Trump is still president. It's like...
Oh my God. That's worse than the JFK is returning thing.
Oh, the JFK Jr., yeah. And JFK. So both of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's so funny because so Biden is like a Democrat, second ever Catholic president. JFK was the first one. Now, why would you want to replace the second one with JFK? He wouldn't have, like, there's a reason yours, like, the other side shot him. Like, why do they want him back?
It's the mind. The thing is, you have to understand the mind of a conspiracy theorist, and most sane people don't want to.
Like, JFK has just been dead for, what, 58 years, and we're like, he learned his lesson or something.
JFK Jr. has been dead since 1999. I remember the day it happened. But apparently, he's still alive and he's going to be Trump's running mate.
Right. Isn't there a guy that claims he is him?
Yes, there's.
That's like, doesn't resemble him in either height or weight.
Right. Yeah. Vincent Fusca is the first one. I listen to a podcast called QAnon Anonymous, which is fantastic. And they have gone through all of the, you know, they've gone through, there's two, maybe three people who claim to be JFK Jr.
Right.
Well, the most popular one is Vincent Fusca, F-U-S-C-A.
And that's not even body doubles. That's like a full resurrection.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, his plane went down.
Yeah, he's dead.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. So then we have, you were mentioning one before we started, your own prime minister.
My prime minister. Okay. So I'll try to make this as linear as possible. So right before COVID, like December 2019 going into 2020, Justin Trudeau goes to Costa Rica. And while he is there, he makes the bold choice to grow a beard. And he comes back and everyone thinks it's a different guy because he has a beard.
Oh, no.
I know.
I mean,
I know. You can't just grow one of those.
No.
Like, he was entirely replaced.
Haven't you watched Star Trek?
Exactly. Yes. I mean, why can't he have razors around him? Is it because he's like magnetic? But anyway, so this already like jumps off this theory that Trudeau's been replaced. And then during COVID briefings, Justin Trudeau used to do them from outside of his home.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one time he was like, he would come out of his front door and he'd walk down the stairs to the media. And there's one time it looked like he had something like under his pant leg that looked like an ankle bracelet. It wasn't. It was literally just his pant folded weird. Mm-hmm. So this sparked a theory that and was ongoing. But it sparked the theory that Justin Trudeau was actually in Guantanamo Bay for the SNC-Lavalin scandal, or Pizzagate, depends on who you ask. Obama allegedly put him there. Thanks, Obama. And so this was a double that, and they're not just like body doubles. These are like clones that are manufactured in Tofino, BC. That's the reason why on his holidays he goes to Tofino, BC. Then it doesn't end. There's different clones. There's a clone that can be in his house. There's a clone at the Parliament Hill, like our federal area. There's clones that can go and visit people. There's different clones for different uses. Now, what happens to the clones when they're not doing those things? I don't know if they have a charging port or what's going on. But yeah, Trudeau, he isn't dead, but he is in Guantanamo Bay for war crimes, allegedly.
That's a lot more. There's people who think that Hillary Clinton, the Obamas,
Biden's a big one.
Biden is in Guantanamo Bay, and that people you see are clones.
Because they do these comparison photos of Biden, like, oh my god, he looks so different. I'm like, he's like 1,000 mm-hmm. years old. Like, of course, like, they're like, his teeth are different, his hair is different. It's like, yeah, he's turning into the Reverend from Poltergeist 2. Like, he's not going to look like he did 30 years ago.
And he's not going to look like, look at Barack Obama when he took office in 2009. And then look at him today. I mean, hell, look at him. Yeah. 8 years later. I mean, the job ages you.
Right. And same with Trudeau. Like, and I mean, Trudeau just turned like 51 or something. So mm-hmm. he's pretty young. So he is at like the point in his life that, you know, age would start to kind of kick in.
Mm-hmm.
So of course, like, they're like, oh, well, like, you know, his eyes used to be like, you know, have this kind of shape. It's like, he's 51.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also the, like, leader of a country that's dealing, first off, with people that think he's a clone, but also
true
everything else. So like, I think he's a little stressed out. And yeah. I mean, Canada's not like America where you only have to max do 8 years. Like, we can just keep going. So mm-hmm. like, Trudeau doesn't even really know and how long he has to deal with us.
Yeah, what's funny is in all this I keep thinking of a song by Stephen Sondheim. I just want to start playing Send in the Clowns now, or, you know, the clones.
Send in the clones.
Yeah, people, just recently, Damar Wilson, who, he is a, oh man, people are going to kick my ass for this. He's either a cornerback or a safety for the Buffalo Bills.
Safety, I even know that.
Okay, he's a safety. I couldn't remember cornerback or safety. So he's a safety.
I actually don't.
He's a safety for the Buffalo Bills, and he, most famously had a heart attack on the field against the Cincinnati Bengals in the second to last game of the season. And NFL smartly, by the way, canceled the game. They just there's no way anyone's going to play this game. At the first playoff game, that I don't remember who Buffalo played because I don't really pay attention to football, American football. He appeared at the stadium wearing a mask and sunglasses, which according to his teammates was his thing. You know, he liked to, you know, he wore the mask and sunglasses, and that was it. And everyone thought that he, you know, well, Damar, he died, and this is his clone. You know,
they weakened at Bernie-ism.
Yes. And it's like, no. First of all, you're like, well, look at his ear. And it's like,
it's always the ears.
Oh, yeah.
It's the teeth.
It's like, first of all, they're comparing pictures of his ear from the field, you know, a still photo from the field when he was laying on the ground. So they had just taken his helmet off, You know, which if you've ever worn a football helmet, you know, it pushes down on your ears, and you know, it takes a little while to, like, you know, reform your face again. So they're using this versus, you know, him, you know, in a suit, not, you know, not having had a helmet on. And also he had a mask which was pulling his ears out because, you know, that's what they do, and I hate it. But yeah, it, you know, pulls the ears out slightly. So no, you're not going to get an accurate representation of the ear.
Well, even like just lighting can make such a big difference because, oh, yeah, like everyone, like there was a time, so there was like a huge military tragedy in Canada in 2020, and Trudeau went and, you know, we were receiving bodies of some unfortunately deceased people from our military, and they're like, wow, he looks so different, he's so aged. I'm like, do you know the difference between a white balance camera and an outdoor shot?
Mm-hmm.
Like just raw off the ground. I assure you, when I don't have like a ring light on me, if you saw me on like a bright blue sky sunny day, I do not look like the pictures I take. Like nobody does. And
no,
same, like, you know, you go into a changing room at a clothing store, you don't look the same. But they're like, wow, you can, like, look, his whole face, like, he's aged, like, 20 years. And it's like, no, he's just existing as a person inside.
He's outdoors. He's not on a filtered camera.
No.
You know, it's, you know, what people don't seem to understand is that, you know, when the president or the prime minister are in their office giving a formal speech on TV, that's all staged, you know, that the lighting's perfect, you know, everything is, you know, they're doing everything they can to make the leader of the country look their best.
Right.
They have makeup on, you know.
Yeah.
You know, when he's going out, you know, when Trudeau goes out and, you know, he's receiving the bodies, you know, of the soldiers, he's not wearing makeup. He's not, you know, I don't want to say it's not a photo op because it is, but it's not, you know, it's not a camera moment. It's not a, you know, he's not presenting.
You know, gray military aircrafts and black pavement. Mm-hmm. Like, even if he did dress up, like, that was just, you just can't, and he shouldn't. If anything, he should make sure he's not, you know, dolled up to receive members of his military.
Yeah, he should. Well, not his military, should be trying to, you know, blend in, you know.
Yeah.
He's not the center of attention here.
No.
That's what I'm trying to, you know, he's not the center of attention, so they're not going to focus on him.
Right.
Yeah, people are, conspiracy theorists are weird.
Yeah, I would say, like, I'm a conspiracy enthusiast. Mm-hmm. That I do, like, I really enjoy them and I like looking into them. And I think there is a line. Like, there's, like I've said before, we only have little minds.
Mm-hmm.
And the government knows this. And they either don't share information with us because we have tiny, tiny minds, mm-hmm, or they don't share interest with, facts with us because, you know, it's to protect us or whatever. Like, I'm not, the government's not always bad, and sometimes our just tiny, tiny minds try to rationalize things.
Mm-hmm.
When the truth is, you know, too hard, too difficult, too sad, too whatever to receive, we try to make something up.
Mm-hmm.
That makes it make sense. And obviously, there's some conspiracy theories that are completely true, but 9 times out of 10, it's just us trying to make events make sense.
Right. I pay attention to a lot of conspiracy theories, a few too many, if you will. I used to be a UFO conspiracy theorist. You know, I believe that, you know, I used to believe that a UFO crashed in Roswell in 1947 and it was covered up. No, it wasn't. I don't believe in, you know, with time you think of, you know, you think, no. I toyed with 9/11 conspiracy theories, but you realize that, no, there it's sometimes, there's
sometimes things just happen, you know?
I mean, it doesn't have to. So the problem with that conspiracy theory is people want to make it this huge thing where tons of people are in on it, and it's like, no, you only need, what, 13 people?
Yeah.
The fewer people in on it, the more likely it's going to happen.
Which is scarier. Mm-hmm. And you want to believe that, you know, it took hundreds of thousands of people to make this scene happen, when really it was 13 people destroyed, you know, the mm-hmm. safety of America within a day. And that's harder to come to terms with than, you know, that it took a lot of effort and money, because it didn't.
Right. No, it took a few one-way tickets, and that's, a trip to the U.S. That's about it.
Yeah. But I do understand, like, of course, I've thought of the conspiracy theories as well, but I think that is what it comes down to, is that, like, I wish it was some huge, crazy conspiracy. I wish mm-hmm. a lot of, like, tragic events were, but it's just like, no, I think a really terrible thing just happened.
Mm-hmm. That's about it. I mean, things happen. There doesn't have to be any major, you know, people. So one of the big conspiracy theories around it, what, you know, it was the government made it happen so they could pass the Patriot Act. They could pass it anyway. I mean,
they're the government.
They are the government. And that the other thing I always laugh at is, you know, here in the U.S., you know, we have a thing called the Second Amendment. You might have heard of it.
yeah,
people say, you know,
get it here. And I think our Second Amendment is to the territorial grounds of Manitoba.
Mm.
So it's not quite the same.
Right. So the Second Amendment in the U.S. is of the Constitution, and it is the right. So let me try to recite it verbatim. A well-regulated militia is necessary for the security of the nation. Therefore, the right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Guess which part of that most people ignore?
Yeah.
But where was I going with that? People say that, you know, well, we need our guns to keep the government from taking over. And it's like,
opposite.
They're the government. They've already taken over.
That's why they're letting you have them, in case they need you.
Yeah. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
But honestly, you know, in my opinion, and I think this is also a popular opinion, the Second Amendment was outmoded when the National Guard was formed. Because basically, the National Guard is the well-regulated militia. But I digress. That's a conversation for a whole different podcast.
Yeah, we like in Canada, it's like Trudeau's taking our guns. And it's like we weren't given any.
Exactly. You're allowed what, long guns for like hunting and stuff, and they have to be well registered and all that good stuff.
Yeah, like right now I can't access a gun. Like, I have to go get a gun license and go through a bunch of stuff and training, and then I can buy it, and then I have to store it. You have to have two lockers, one for the actual weapon, and then you have to have another locker for the ammunition, like, a certain amount of feet away. You're not allowed to store them together, or you're also not allowed to transport them together. So it's... So, right. Like, then, you know, the whole defense thing kind of goes out the window if, like, somebody is in your house and you're just like, 1 second, let me get my lockers. 1 minute. I can't remember the combination. I'm under a lot of pressure right now. Let me just... So, yeah, it's a bit different. Like, we're not okay. allowed to just have a loaded handgun in our house.
Okay, so, ladies and gentlemen, you've just heard, you know, what she just said. In the U.S., all I have to do is go to the gun store and buy a gun and ammo. Yeah. And I could carry it into pretty much any place I want out in the open.
Yeah. Like, I know where I can buy a gun mm-hmm. if I were legally allowed. Like, even there's, like, a kind of military surplus place around here, and it's all caged off, and, like, you have to get it unlocked and, like, go in with someone else and look at the guns. Mm-hmm. Then you have to have, like, your gun license. Like, it's, yeah, you can't. Well, even, like, we had a huge tragedy here in Nova Scotia with guns, and they were all illegally imported because you wouldn't be able to just get those here.
Right.
It's really weird to me that y'all can just get a gun because I don't want one.
Mm-hmm. Me neither.
How is Ohio, by the way?
What's that?
Are you dead yet? Are you mutants in Ohio? What's going on?
Well, so that, okay. We are talking the train derailment down in East Palestine, Ohio, which, by the way, it's in Ohio. However, the bigger concern is Pennsylvania and West Virginia, because East Palestine is probably, as they would say down there, it's spitting distance from the border, almost literally. I mean, Pennsylvania's right there. There are more Steelers fans than any Ohio football fan in East Palestine. And a lot of, you know, yeah, the vinyl chloride, which is, the substance that is, leaking from, well, it's being burned off. That is going into the streams, and unfortunately, that is more going towards Pennsylvania and West Virginia than into Ohio.
That's wild that happened.
So according to some right wing nutbag on Twitter who said, it's a 100-mile radius, for the pollution. I work 60 miles away from East Palestine, and we're fine. My girlfriend's sister-in-law's family lives in New Waterford, which is, like, not very far away at all. It's northwest of East Palestine, and... really, very, you know, minor effects, if any, there. So, I mean, what's going on in East Palestine is bad, and it's only gonna get worse. And my problem with talking about it and, you know, like, retweeting everything I see about it is the fact that it's gonna get bad. It's gonna take some time for it to get bad because, you know, groundwater contamination, water supply contamination, air contamination, that's going to be a lot worse. And the problem is people tend to think when something's blown out of proportion that, you know, well, it must not have been as big of a deal because it was all blown out of proportion. And that's a problem. I mean, it is a serious problem, yes. But
especially going into spring and planting seeds and crop season. Like, what's in the ground? What are you watering with?
Yeah, this and this is going to be a story we'll probably revisit a few times. So I did I answer your question?
Yes. Well, maybe we should send some balloons in to do the air quality testing
and get some body doubles, you know, because you know,
call Illinois. They have a whole weather hobbyist group there. Just send up some balloons and tell us, you know, what's going on.
There we go. Yeah, let's do some air quality tests from 60,000 feet.
How high is it going?
Oh, so damn, has an hour gone by already?
It's been an hour.
Yep. So, yeah. Anything else we have to discuss here? Any more body doubles or balloons?
Oh, I don't think so right now, but I'm sure I'll be back here because
oh yeah,
we seem to have similar interests on Twitter. I'm sure we're gonna bump into each other again and be like, we should talk about this.
I will absolutely be inviting you back. So,
perfect.
Katie Jean, where can people find you out there?
Mostly on my Twitter, which, as your Twitter handle is like, it's at KATYNOTIE. It's Katie, not IE, on yes. Twitter.com.
Excellent. You could find me at AlienCG on Twitter, and you could find this podcast at Illuminati Pod, which I've been trying to post there a lot more. I get a little more colorful in my language on the Illuminati Pod Twitter account because I really don't care. my Alien CG is more my personal account, and you know, I usually, it's more, you know, just fun and, you know, fun and games, so, and electronics projects. Anyway, folks, as the great philosopher Marcus Aurelius said, don't believe everything you hear on the internet. Have a good one, everyone.